I'm Aaron Schachter, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. Add Norway to the list of nations touched by Edward Snowden's NSA leaks. Officials in Oslo are the latest on the defensive because of Snowden's surveillance revelations. Administration officials in Washington know the feeling well, and that's a good thing, says Senator Ron Wyden. The Oregon Democrat has long advocated for greater limits on surveillance. I asked him earlier if he considered Snowden a hero or a traitor. Wyden didn't want to talk about that, but the senator did welcome the changes in Washington since the revelations started.
6 months ago, you wouldn't have seen more than 200 votes on the floor of the House of Representatives for fundamental reform that protects the privacy of law-abiding Americans. You wouldn't have seen Senator Udall and I be able to push the intelligence agencies to take down fact sheets that were on their website that inflated what they were doing in terms of privacy protection. So it's fair to say that now there's going to be a full-fledged debate on these issues, and it's high time.
Okay. Now, as you said, the intelligence community is speaking in a way that's confusing or downright misleading. But by its very nature, shouldn't intelligence speak be kind of confusing? I mean, you know, you don't really want to show your hand and give away secrets, do you?
Of course you don't want to give away secrets and secret operations, but there is a difference between keeping operations secret and keeping the law secret. There is a difference between secret operations and secret law. The law always ought to be public because that's what you need to ensure that the electorate can participate in fundamental decisions about government policy. If somebody sits down at their laptop, for example, and read the Patriot Act, Section 215, you'd see the words, these investigations are going to be relevant to an inquiry about terrorism. That's what the plain reading of that text would be. You wouldn't see anything that would suggest that you would have millions and millions of phone records collected on law-abiding, you know, Americans.
If I may play devil's advocate for a moment, we've been pretty safe, it seems, since 9/11. Couldn't there be an argument made that whatever the NSA and other agencies are doing is working?
The question, first of all, with respect to these practices is, what do you get when you engage in practices that violate people's privacy and personal liberties that you could not get with existing authorities? That's the operative question.
And what are you doing to rein in the NSA's power? And how optimistic are you that you can get something done? Because most of your fellow congressmen and women don't seem to agree with you.
First of all, I'm very encouraged about where we are. We're now looking at a debate about surveillance authorities. I've introduced legislation with Senator Udall, Senator Paul, and Senator Blumenthal, for example, to ban the bulk collection of phone records on law-abiding Americans, to prohibit backdoor searches where Americans are swept up when they're is an effort to target a foreigner, and I think we ought to have an independent advocate in the FISA court because this is a one-sided process, and you really ought to hear both sides. So I'm very encouraged about where we are today, and I think reformers are really coming together.
There are lots of people saying that surveillance technology is outpacing our ability to contain or regulate it. Do you think government will ever catch up?
It used to be that there were limits on technology. And as a result of those limits, the American people got a measure of privacy protection. Now the technology is capable essentially of doing anything. And that's why it's so important that a better balance be struck in the law between protecting security and liberty. I've always been sort of a Ben Franklin guy who essentially anybody who gives up their liberty to have security, Ben Franklin said, really doesn't deserve either.
Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, thank you, sir, for your time.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to doing it again sometime.